Mesechus Peah Perek Dod Mishnah Aleph 4:1. Hapeah nitna b'mechubar l'karka. The proper way to give peah ideally is to leave it still while it's attached to the ground, as the pasuk says, la'ani v'leger ta'azov. Osam, you will abandon them for the poor person and the converts, and they'll help themselves. So the proper way to do it is to just leave it there for them to help themselves and really to fight over it. Let us say whoever gets whatever they can take, that's how it'll work out. We don't get involved. But dalis uvedekel, but it's different when it comes to a dalis. A dalis is a grapevine that's put over like some sort of like wooden scaffolding or over a tree where one would have to climb up to get the grapes, and it's not really designed to support human weight, and therefore a person could fall. A dekel is a palm tree. Also similarly dangerous to go up the palm tree to get the dates. There aren't really branches on a palm tree, so as you go higher up, you become more and more at risk for falling off. And if there's multiple people fighting to get up a palm tree to get the dates, then it's likely that one or more could fall off and get hurt. So in both those cases, since it's dangerous, bal habayis morid, the proper thing to do to give payah is that the owner of the trellised vine or of the palm tree should take the fruits down and umechalek laniyim, and to apportion them equally, to divide them equally amongst the poor people. That is to say, we actually have two separate halachas. Normally the rule is, you just ozev, you just abandon the wheat or whatever is growing in the fields as peah, and the aniyim have to sort of fight it out amongst themselves. But when it comes to the dalis and dekel, instead, since it's dangerous, and we don't want danger to happen, so we both get involved to lower it to the ground, and also, we don't just let it be a free-for-all. We actually give equal portions to each of the aniyim. The idea of the former, we said, is because of danger. The idea of the latter is because we don't want there to be any impropriety where the bal habayis now use the opportunity to distribute the fruits to favor some ani over another ani. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af b'chalike gozim. Rabbi Shimon says it's not just the trellis grapevine and the palm tree, the date palm, but also the smooth nut tree, whatever exactly that is, I don't know. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon, meaning the smooth nut tree is not on the list of trees for whom the peah must be taken down and distributed by the bal habayis. The Mishnah, referring back to the first part of the Mishnah here, meaning the normal way to leave peah for the aniyim to fight it out, afilu tishim v'teisha omrim lechalek, even if 99 out of the 100 aniyim come to the field, they say, let's divide it equally. Ve'echar omr lavoz, the 100th one says no, even though he's the biggest and strongest for argument's sake. He says, let's fight it out. Lavoz means for biza, for, you know, for plunder. Every man for himself, whoever gets the most is the winner, and winner take all, even if. Lezeh shomin, we listen to this one person, even if he has an advantage over the others, because sha'amar ka halacha, he said, like the halacha, meaning the halacha is that it should be left for the ani and the ger to be fought after and fought over, and therefore it should be left over that way, even if most of the aniyim, or 99 out of 100, want it to be divided up, we don't listen. And the implication, of course, is that if all the aniyim who come to the field say they'd much rather have the food distributed equally and no fighting and no mad rush, then we would listen to the consensus of all 100, if it's unanimous, and do sort of an equal distribution.